Guys, I'm Laura Winters. The big game in Vegas on tap tonight. The Super Bowl kicks off on CBS at 6 p.m. Eastern between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Tons of non-football fans will also be watching to see this year's cool commercials. Now, last-minute tickets still running in the thousands. Here's USA's John Schaefer in Las Vegas.
According to StubHub, it's shaping up to be the priciest Super Bowl to date, with tickets for the game at Allegiant Stadium here in Las Vegas commanding an average price of $8,600. A StubHub spokesperson noted a surge in demand to witness the showdown between the San Francisco 49ers and the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. They mentioned that 38% of ticket sales come from California, while 10% come from Kansas and Missouri. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Turning now to politics in the race for president, former President Trump campaigning in South Carolina ahead of the primary there coming up on Saturday, February 24th. In a speech with supporters, he mentions Nikki Haley's husband.
Where's her husband? Oh, he's away. He's away. What happened to her husband? What happened to her husband? Where is he? He's gone. He knew.
And the former South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley, who's also busy campaigning in her home state, saying,
"But if you mock the service of a combat veteran, you don't deserve a driver's license, let alone being president of the United States."
Turning now to national weather, as folks head back to work on Monday morning, lots of rain expected in the south from the Florida Panhandle up into the Carolinas. Then, Old Man Winter returns to the northeast Monday night into Tuesday, where we could see a snowstorm. Winter storm watches have already been issued from Pennsylvania to New England. Some of the areas could see 6 or more inches of snow. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
As we continue our coverage here on USA News of the Super Bowl coming up tomorrow on Sunday, we turn to USA's John Schaefer, who's in Las Vegas, monitoring the price of tickets. And if you're solo, you could get in on a great deal.
While it might seem odd to be seated alone during the event, Adam Budelli of StubHub suggests that purchasing single tickets could offer the most favorable deal available.
Sometimes going by yourself may sound strange going to a sporting event, but I can assure you there's probably 70,000 plus other sports fans that you could high-five during the game.
Additionally, he says it's wise to wait until days before the game, as prices typically decrease during that time. Lastly, be vigilant for hidden fees. Ensure that you activate the all-inclusive pricing feature in your ticket search so you can accurately gauge the final cost after fees are added, avoiding any potential deception regarding affordability. I'm John Schaefer.
To Capitol Hill now, where Republicans are looking to take another vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. USA's Tim Berg reports.
House Republicans are planning to take another shot at impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary next week. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise will return to Congress after undergoing treatment for blood cancer, giving Republicans another vote in the effort to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of the border. I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.